Morning to you, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, good, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, good to have you on the show again. Very well, thank you. After losing twice to the Reds this year, I can only imagine how much you are looking forward to getting another crack at them.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited. That was certainly, there was fire in the belly after the last game, you know, where we lost it in the last couple of minutes. Sort of repeat of the first time we played them as well. So, you know, we had to get through a couple of difficult games there with Melbourne, and then the Force last week, who certainly threw everything at us. But we're there, and we give ourselves a chance now, and we're certainly excited about the challenge.
Yeah, Dan, lost the last couple to the Reds. What are the areas that need to be improved to change that result? And I guess the other thing, from a coach's perspective, how do you keep or turn the players' confidence around or keep their confidence high, letting them know just because you lost a couple doesn't mean we're not good enough to beat this team?
Well, I think that the glaring numbers is out of 160 minutes, we've led for 156.
Yeah, okay.
So it's we know we've got the game there to do the job. I think the change, Michael, is in and around our second half mindset.
Yeah.
We've had good leads at stages throughout the second half of both games, and we've probably been a little bit conservative or defensive in our approach instead of understanding what got us in that position in the first place. So, you know, you've got to continue to attack. You've got to be brave and not try and kick your way or defend your way to a victory. You know, they've got points in them. They'll put you under pressure at times. And if you have that conservative mindset, then it certainly can impact on the result. And we've seen that in the first two games. You know, it's just those little moments that we've lost. But we take a lot of confidence up there knowing that for a large periods of the game that we've been the dominant side.
Yeah, what about for you personally as well, Dan? Does anything change leading into such a big match? Like, I know that feeling as a player, but what's it like as a coach? Is there extra nerves? Is there more focus on preparation? Or do you try and keep it as consistent as you can?
I try and keep it consistent, but, you know, our approach this week has all been about freshening the group up and making sure that we've got as much fuel in the tank as possible on Saturday night. You know, at a stage of the season where, you know, a lot of players are going to be playing with niggles and a bit of fatigue that sets in. So it's just about freshening them up. And then, you know, I'm just like a player. I'm excited. Queensland's my home. So to play up at Suncorp in front of 40,000 people who, I know most of them won't be, certainly won't be cheering me on, but I'll have my family and my family and friends there. And there's a couple of converted Brumbies fans that'll be in there as well. So just really excited and proud, you know, and hopefully it's a great occasion for rugby.
And I think that's another reason why the players should be excited, Dan, is the fact that there's going to be 40,000 people up there. It's a wonderful venue for rugby and also league. And, you know, with that anticipation, everyone gets more excited and you just know and you get that feeling when you walk into a stadium on the big day that something special can occur. With the Brumbies, you know, I suppose you can't dwell on it as a coach, but, you know, how big a loss are guys like James Slipper and Pete Samu to the squad?
They're losses. There's no doubt. You know, we are fortunate that with Slips that we bring in Scotty Seo. Who's, you know, another quality international and was excellent against the Reds in the last two occasions. And then Pete Samu, you know, he's replaced by Nick Frost in the back row there. So they're both losses, there's no doubt. But and you feel for them, you know, that they've played such a big role in our campaign to date, not to be able to experience the occasion that we've just been talking about. But one thing with us is that, you know, we're a team that's, you know, we've got systems in place and we train them every day and we back anyone to step up and fill that role. And that's going to be the case this week. It's happened in the past. I think the first time we played the Reds in Canberra, we were decimated with injury at that particular time and we're in a far better position this time. And you know, we should have won that game. So we'll back the next guy to step up, but at the same time, you know, there's a feeling of disappointment for the injured players or any player that's not selected, and you know, we've got to do a job for them so that we can all celebrate and enjoy the occasion afterwards.
We're talking to Brumbies coach Dan McKellar, and Dan, you probably expected Suliasi Vunivalu to play for the Reds. Watching from afar, how have you I guess, assessed his progress in rugby this year since his transition from league?
He's. I remember watching the NRL Grand Final last year and thinking, oh God, he's going to be on the tip sheet. There's no doubt about that. But he's an impressive footballer. But look, it's been disrupted for him, hasn't it? You know, he obviously had the off-field incident. Then he's had the hamstring, and so he's probably not where he'd want to be at this point in time. I actually didn't expect him to play. I just thought, with the coaching hat on, if I was in Brad's shoes, it would be a bit of a risk to play someone who's had so little football over the last couple of months. So, I think what he'll be needing now is, when we get into the Trans-Tasman, is just get back-to-back games and back-to-back training sessions in, so that he can really bed down the detail and the knowledge that he needs to be a success in rugby union. There's absolutely no doubt he's going to be a success in rugby union. He's played the game plenty as a young bloke, so it's now just about getting back-to-back games and pushing his case for selection for the Wallabies in the next competition.
Yeah, Dan, you mentioned there earlier how, you know, in those games against the Reds, you've been in front until the last couple of moments of those games. So obviously you've focused a lot on the back end and your starts haven't been a problem. But do you sort of worry as a coach that you can put too much time and effort into that back end and forget about the start? Because the start will be so important in this game.
Yeah, of course. And that's something that we pride ourselves on. Every training session we have, whether it's a Monday install knowledge detail day that's lower pace, every session we have, we always start fast. And that's off the back of, you know, you could be attacking for 18, 20 phases in the first minute of the game or defending. So the game's on top of you. You've got to be conditioned and ready to start fast at a high intensity. So we certainly won't lose focus of that. I think there'll be plenty of feeling in the early stages there, and then it's just about doing what we've done and then having an awareness and an understanding of what's going to be required in that last 20 minutes. And as I said, we can go out there and enjoy the occasion. All the pressure's on the opposition. There's a lot of people that would love to see Queensland win the competition for the game in Australia, and it's our responsibility as Brumbies people to make sure that doesn't happen. So, you know, we won't change a whole lot, but have a real clear strategy and plan around how we've got to play out that last 20.
Now, I know it's the last thing you'll be thinking about just at the moment, probably until Sunday, but how much is the squad looking forward to a different challenge that's going to come when you take on the New Zealand sides in the Trans-Tasman competition, which is, I think, it starts next week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Oh. There's not a whole lot of... it's tough, isn't it? You play a grand final and then you go over to Christchurch and play the Crusaders.
Oh my God.
And then we've got the Chiefs the following week in Hamilton, and then Auckland in at Eden Park. So we've got a big month ahead of us. But I think we've spoken about it for a while here that we want to, you know, push to be considered one of the best programs and teams in the world. And it's just, the talking's done there. Now we get the opportunity over the next few weeks to prove that against some of the best sides in the world. The first two teams that will play in New Zealand are the grand finalists over there. And we all know the Crusaders have been at the top of their game for a long period of time. So we'll focus on the grand final, give the boys some time to enjoy it. It's been a big few months. And then we'll certainly start to look at the Crusaders and how we go about beating them in Christchurch from Monday afternoon onwards.
Well, Danny, you're always generous with your time, mate. Thanks so much. Good luck against the Reds back in your hometown in front of the Reds there for the Brumbies on Saturday night. I hope it's like the other two games and we get a cracker.
Yeah, good on you, fellas. Appreciate your support.
Good luck, Dan.